This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Mark Turney from the Umpqua National Forest. A word out that the forest has announced some reopenings of some campgrounds.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. People excited to hear the news late last week about some of the sites reopening. Tell us more about what's going on.
Well, you know, as part of our reopening of the forest, a couple weeks ago, we reopened all our trailheads and the vast majority of our boat. And this is just the next logical step towards the reopening of the forest.
So talk about specifically what is reopened as of Friday.
Well, as of Friday, we opened four campgrounds. Those campgrounds are the Rujeda in Cottage Grove, Boulder Flat Campground, Pocatee Lake, and Pool Creek.
Those are obviously popular ones, and I presume that some other openings are going to be coming not too far up the horizon.
There are. Right now, we're trying to mitigate a lot of winter seasonal damage. We have a lot of trees that need to be removed as danger trees up at Diamond Lake. And all of this is being worked on now. So, yeah, look for more in the near future, I would expect.
Obviously, you do have to deal with those things from winter and with everything kind of pulled back for a number of weeks. Even probably staffing to get out there probably wasn't as possible until fairly recently.
No, that's absolutely correct. We've had a really late start, basically because of everything that's been happening around the world, in the last few months. So we've had a late start, but we've got a group of incredibly dedicated people who are out there right now trying to get things ready for the public.
And so I guess you first have to kind of go around and survey all these areas and take note about what needs to get done or what equipment or how many people may be needed, things like that, then come back and put a plan of action together.
Absolutely. So right now we have people on the ground assessing things up at Diamond Lake. We know we have a lot of danger trees up there. Over 200 is the last count. And we may be having some problems with some other issues with trees up there, potential root rot and things that we're going up and we're having some experts look at it and see exactly what the issues are.
Interesting. I know that sometimes even the experts can look at a tree and you have to really survey it very closely, look at a lot of things that even to the professional, sometimes a tree may initially look healthy, but further investigation realizes it's not. And then there are those times, especially if it's by a trail, for example, that you've got to take action.
Absolutely. And we're lucky. We have a lot of really, really quality people here who are able to look at this, make assessments, hopefully bring it back to health, or if not, then we'll mitigate the damage by, taking action, taking it down.
Now, with these four campgrounds open and folks up in some of these areas, what do they need to know in terms of restrooms and things like that?
Well, that's a really, really important thing, and thanks for bringing that up, Kyle. The most important thing is that we are cleaning them. We have a regular schedule to clean them. But because of what's happening in the world today, we cannot guarantee a COVID-free environment. So if people are going to use the latrines and other areas, please take every caution to make sure that you're safe. And know that we cannot guarantee that they're COVID-free. We're doing everything we can to make it so, but it's not entirely possible, totally.
I know that a lot of people who have been essentially kind of stuck in town or wherever they may live, not going too far away, especially on weekends when there's better weather or maybe an extra day off or something like that, are pretty excited to be heading back out towards the forest soon.
I'll tell you what, I have gotten so many emails saying thank you for reopening. It really is amazing. And, you know, we want people to go out and have fun. The forest has never been closed. You could always disperse camp outside of developed recreation areas. But now with things starting to open, it's even more inviting for people. And we love it. It's fun.
And, of course, just a few days before you began to open these, we started looking, too, at even some fire restrictions in parts of southwestern Oregon, just because it looks like we may have a bit of an ominous fire season on our hands this summer.
That is absolutely correct. Excuse me. We did enter into personal use restrictions last week, I believe it was. And the personal use restrictions are being put in place, one, to limit the possible exposure of our firefighters to any kind of sickness or disease, and also to really understand or let people know that it's a different year this year. Whether we like it or not, it just is going to be different. And we have to take all kinds of precautions that perhaps we normally wouldn't have taken so early in the season.
I know it's that's going to be a very interesting challenge if we get some of these fires, especially larger ones. Talking to Douglas Forest Protective Association as well and seeing information that Alice Carlton and others have put out, it's going to be a bit of a challenge all around.
It certainly is. I mean, we've had some incredibly talented people in the fire community looking at what's going to happen this year and how we're going to address some of the unique challenges that we have this year. We're all fairly confident, or very confident, that we're moving in the right direction and that we'll be able to take care of anything that comes our way. But it's still going to be an interesting year.
So back to the campgrounds for a minute. One thing that it occurs to me we should probably clarify for folks, where do things stand on reservations and how all that's working?
Well, we have moved to an all-reservation system for now. Many of the sites, the four that I mentioned, are only available by reservation by going through recreation.gov. You can make reservations there. I've gotten tons of emails and Facebook posts from people who have been able to go out and utilize that. It's really important for people to know that there will be no first come, first serve for the foreseeable future. So if you plan on staying or recreating at one of our campgrounds this year, you must go through recreation.gov and get your reservations there.
All right, Mark Turney from the Umpqua National Forest. Mark, thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, thank you so much, Kyle. I really appreciate the opportunity and hope everyone's happy and healthy and well.
841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.